You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's been thrown a lifeline with Sean Payton being his head coach. And I'm pretty sure Sean Payton has watched film on Russell Wilson and felt, you know what, I can help this guy and he can help me. So with that being said, there's a lot of work to be done here, especially on the offensive side of the football, because their defense is legit. They are a playoff defense. Their problem was they were very inconsistent offensively, and it started with the quarterback.
Oh, he had me. Herman Edwards, he had me until he used that word, inconsistent. No team was more consistent on offense this year than Denver. They are the opposite of inconsistent. They were always terrible. Like it was, they were what? 3-9, and it was, oh, if they'd only scored 20 points a game, they'd be 12-0 or something. Like, that was pretty damn consistent. But
you had a couple of good halves, I think.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay.
The best you can do. Yeah.
They were not inconsistent. They were awful.
Yeah.
That's what you mean. They were awful. Say it. Come on, just say it. They don't want to try so hard to be nice. I guess it's a good trait. I don't know. It's how you keep your job, right?
At that level, yeah.
If Herman Edwards just went off on, like, you got to be kidding me with Russell Wilson. Did you see their games? Like, just, it's so over. That would be incredible. Let's go to Ian here. Hi, Ian. No, he just dropped off. Like, that was the shortest call we've ever taken. 10,000 shows.
It was bound to happen.
The new record for shortest call.
I don't think I would want to put my name on Russell Wilson is terrible. He was terrible last year. But I think that there's a chance, maybe even a decent chance, that Peyton can really help him and they can really make something work there. I'm sort of circling back to Herman Edwards.
Yes.
Like, I don't know how much harder I would want to go, even on this platform, let alone that one. At Wilson. I mean, he was bad. There's no question about it. But he's got a very good new coach, and we'll see. I might sooner put my name on Aaron Rodgers as finished than I would Russell Wilson.
Ooh, exciting!
Like Rodgers, did you watch him play this year? Like, he was not good, man. Like there were a lot of balls at guys' feet and. Like, I know the receivers, and you got to get him more help and all this sort of stuff, but I don't know. I've thought this, like, I've said this about him before, and it was too early to say it. But I think you know what I'm about to say. Like, Brady, the guy who just retired today at age 45, has sort of skewed, I think, what's a realistic expectation for how good these guys should be to what age. And it's possible Rodgers is more like a normal guy than he is Brady. And maybe he's done.
Maybe he is.
He threw for the fewest yards of his career in a full year. He had a couple of years where he played like 6 games or 9 games, 2 different times. And, of course, that held down the numbers. But even with 17 games this year, worst yardage and only 26 touchdowns. I know, only 26 touchdowns. He only had 26 one other full season and 25 another full season. Other than that, it's always been, you know, it's been like kind of eye-popping numbers. I don't know. I think if somebody makes a move for him, if he wants to keep going, they might be getting Russell Wilson, like at least from last year.
I agree with all this.
So I'm intrigued by, like, go ahead, Jets. Go ahead. And I know, all right? Cold takes exposed or whatever it's called. Maybe he'll be great again. They've got a lot of talent there, and, you know, it's New York, and great. I think he might be shot.
He looked shot
a lot this year to me.
Okay.
That must-win game at the end of the year against Detroit, like, I know Detroit was a cool story and a fun story, but it's mostly because their offense was crazy good. You should be able to score on that team, and he just kept throwing it to that one safety.
I missed that game for some reason.
I don't know. I can't tell you why. How would I know? All I know is he looked bad.
Herman Edwards will never have to worry about cold takes exposed this way. Just, you know, You're putting yourself out there. That's why that account is so bad. I just, like, what are we all supposed to do? Say nothing and just not exist? Would that be better?
Sure.
Like, people are in the business of having opinions and they shouldn't have them, or else they deserve to be embarrassed for them. I mean, that's how it's supposed. That's the premise. Yeah, cool. Really cool. Original. Here's Ian is going to try it again. So, Ian, you're already in the books for the shortest call ever. This will go better, I'm sure.
Yes. Sorry, I live like in the middle of the boondocks out by Varysburg. Phone calls go in and out all the time.
Okay.
My call is only really about like the offseason and the hopes. Like, since the divisional round has ended, you know, all we've heard is everyone's thoughts on either whether coaching staff or player, you know, deficiencies, whatever it was. And my hope is that we make the moves on defense to understand that our defense is secondary to our offense, because for the most part, the games when we need to win, it's our offense we're relying on. Our defense has let us down in big games more than they have came through for us. So I'd like to see Tremaine go, unfortunately, but I'd like to see us invest more into our secondary receivers, because Josh, he can't carry this team. And I'll hang up, listen to see what you think or your thoughts around that. Thanks.
Okay.
I'm 100% here for it. I mean, I'd like to keep as many pieces on that defense together as I can, but I'm not interested in paying Tremaine Edmonds $15 million a year. I don't know that I'd be interested in paying almost any linebacker that doesn't sack the quarterback 15 times a season $15 million a year. So whatever they got to do to get another piece that matters on that offense, or maybe even two, that's where I think they need to be at as far as like resources and getting it together. And it you know, it's easy to say now, it's kind of a shame they didn't do it sooner, because they kind of just got by with pretty much like average guys aside from Diggs.
I agree with that too. Thanks, Ian. Here's Mike next. Hi, Mike.
Hey guys. You mentioned earlier what your fear was of the year, and my fear is that we're going to get another regression from Leslie Frazier. You know, people blamed him last year for the 13 seconds. They ended up firing the special teams coach because he did a squib kick. But people forget that at halftime of the Kansas City game this year, there's 12 seconds left, and they got the ball on their 28-yard line, and they still got a field goal. So the guy just doesn't learn. I mean, I look at how many times this year McDermott called timeout on defense. I think more than any coach I've ever seen calling timeout on defense. And was it because the defensive scheme wasn't what it was supposed to be? I don't know, but I'm so worried. I'm worried that McDermott and Frazier are going to continue to try to keep a guy like Edmonds. I'm not sure why they would want to extend and do the fifth year on Ed Oliver, for God's sakes. I mean, $8.5 million for what he produced the second half of the year just makes no sense to me. We need to build on the offense. We need somebody new on this defense as a coordinator to figure out how to handle 12 and 13 seconds when the team's on its own 25 or 28 yard line. Makes no sense.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm with you on the Frazier point. Like I've said, for all the worrying that you get about the play calling on offense, I much would prefer they make a change at defensive coordinator than offensive coordinator. I think Dorsey can sort of I know it's parroting what Bean said, but he was new at it, and maybe he'll get better at it, and you get another couple pieces and learn from the mistakes maybe that you made, if you acknowledge that you made mistakes, and grow from it. To me, Frazier and McDermott, like, this is who they are, and I want a fresh set of eyes over there. They probably will not have the talent that they've enjoyed on that side of the ball, and they may have to get more creative because of it, and they may not rank as highly as they've ranked for almost every year that they've been together. But I think a new set of eyes and some new ideas on that side of the ball are warranted, because the personnel is probably going to change, and maybe dramatically. If you're taking Edmonds and Poyer out of that lineup, like, those are two big kingpin pieces on that defense. And I'm a little worried about what these coaches, as presently constituted, will do without those guys and still maybe try to play the same way. So I'm ready for something new there. I don't know when I stop wishing for that, because nothing has happened yet. And I don't know when it will, if it's, you know, when it should, if it's going to.
Yeah, what are they waiting for?
Yeah.
And they probably won't announce that they won't be making changes. You'll get a list eventually of the coaching changes that they'll make. I mean, it's a big staff, assistant, you know, whatever coach. There could be changes like that. Guys get promotions or get new opportunities. Last year, what happened was Farwell left on his own. The caller Mike said they fired him. That's how I'd say it too. They didn't announce that. They just let him go. They told him probably that he wasn't going to be back. He went and got a job in Jacksonville. What the Bills did announce eventually was his replacement in special teams. And then they later on in like mid-February issued another statement with a list of 6 or 10 other changes. So maybe we'll see that again. The Sabres home to Carolina tonight on TNT. Going?
Me, no.
Me? Yeah, me? Me, a no. Sabres game? No.
I listen, January was pretty busy. I think I was in there for 3 games pretty recently. So, yeah, Minnesota game, Anaheim game, and I'm missing Winnipeg in between those two.
Winnipeg.
So, I had a busy month, and so yeah, I'm not heading down there tonight. What about you?
No.
Okay.
How come? No tickets? So you've been to 3 games, and they were all against Western teams.
Correct.
And I've been to 2, and they were both against Western teams. Vegas. There's no loss in NHL Vegas. And they could use that, by the way. That could be like their slogan. There's no loss here. Mm-hmm. Only wins.
Mm-hmm.
Only Vegas. And Seattle. Those are the 2 games I went to.
Yeah.
And the Sabres lost both of those games, actually. They got to stop going.
Yeah. I'm 2-1. They won the Minnesota game in overtime, lost to the Jets in regulation, and then beat Anaheim.
Yes, that Minnesota game was maybe the game of the year.
It was an unforgettable night being in the building. It really, really, really was.
I wrote down an awful would you take. Not awful. Like one where you could want to hit me. You want it?
Later. Hang on. Say, what time is it? I can get there by 10 after 5.
I'll push it back. Because after tonight, I'm leaving, man. That's it. I'll make sure it's right before we leave. Sabres in Carolina, Wednesday night hockey downtown. Pregame at 6:30. Paul Hamilton will join us then. Sal Capaccio coming up before that, just after 5, with us. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.